Fair dues to her. Shirley Smith has just come into the studio, and we are now going to have a chat about a rather difficult topic, I think, today. One of those topics that you probably prefer never to have to talk about. But it's for when people are separated and divorced and they're introducing a new partner to the children. Shirley.
Hi, how are you, Declan?
It's a difficult topic, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one that comes up a lot from parents who are separated because they want to... they're moving on in their life and they want to introduce a new partner to their children in a way that doesn't flop, really, or have an emotional impact, you know, negative impact on anybody, including the new partner. So I suppose, yeah, today we're going to look at how do you introduce a new partner in a way that's successful for both the children and the new partner. And what happens if your child or your child's other parent isn't happy about this decision, and how to balance your needs with that of your children. So,
yeah, because I know when people are splitting up that they always sort of they always say, oh, we're not going to let the children interfere with this, and we're going to be nice to the children and everything. We're going to protect the children. But in practice, it very seldom doesn't happen.
Well, it is about trying to do it in a way that limits the damage, really. But yeah, you're right, it's not easy. It can be very difficult. But parents are trying, I suppose, it's a trying time and parents are trying to do the right thing and oftentimes can make very small mistakes that can have huge impacts. So that's why I thought today might be good just to give some tips for success.
Okay, and let's start off. So what would be your first tip?
My first one ultimately is it's best to wait until children have come to terms with the divorce or separation and you're confident about your relationship and its future before introducing a new partner to them. So very often for children, new adults coming into their life is not as painful as adults leaving. So it's the end of relationships. So if you have a new partner and you're not 100% that this is the long game and that in relationship ends up breaking down, that can have a greater emotional impact on your children. So just wait and be sure that it is it's the right time, like that you do believe this relationship is going somewhere for the long haul. And also that your children have accepted that as parents, you are separated or divorced, that they've come to terms with the fact that they move between two homes and have adjusted to that routine. So don't introduce too early, is what I'd say.
Yeah. I think that sounds very logical, or sounds very true, you know.
My next kind of tip is controversial in that it usually gets a reaction from parents when I say it. But you do need to let the children's other parent know first. The reason that we say this is letting your child's other parent know that you will be telling your children. So you're not asking their permission, but you're saying, heads up, I'm going to be telling the children that I have a new partner. So that they're prepared and can support children with this change in their lives. Ultimately, your child's other parent hearing this news from your child may not go down well, and you want to focus on best outcomes. So focus less on why am I giving energy to my ex-partner or to my child's other parent, and focus more on I want a good outcome. So your child's other parent hearing it from your children is going to land badly, and they could try and sabotage that. So the best thing to do is say to them, look, heads up, I am going to be telling the children that I have a new partner. So at least they're aware and can help the children with this new change.
Yeah, I suppose in one way that would be easier if both parents had new partners, if you know what I mean,
yeah.
Rather than just one is moving on and the other's not moving on. Where are you there? You know, it can be difficult.
Well, yeah, and very often that is the case. I mean, parents usually when they separate or divorce, there is one partner more ready for that separation than the other. So But still in all, regardless, I think if you give an adult the heads up, they're going to, at least if they have their cry or their shout or their disappointment or express difficult feelings that they might have, they've got a chance to process those feelings before you tell your children.
Yeah.
And they're able to do that in private, which ultimately is the most compassionate way. The next one I've already kind of tipped on, don't involve the children early on. Ideally, children shouldn't be involved in the early stages of a relationship, as it may not last and you'll risk exposing children to a variety of partners, leaving them confused. And endings will be hard for children who have parents who have separated or divorced. Like, endings are a challenge for them anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there's a partner and your new partner decides to end the relationship, that's another ending for your children.
Yeah, it's like going through the divorce again in a way for the children, isn't it? Like, just if you can keep doing that.
Yeah.
Because it's very unlikely, really, the first person that you meet after you've ended these things is going to end up being your permanent partner in a way, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So the next one is reassure children that by your words and your actions that dating doesn't affect your love for them or mean that they're taking second place. So often when I've spoken to children of parents who are separated and the parent gets a new partner, children can complain that they have to share their time with their dad or mom and the new partner. So keep up your one-to-one time where it's just you and the children. So that they know we still have our special time carved out and that my parent is protecting that, that I don't always have to share my time with a new partner. Leading on to that, do set aside special time and it's just for you and the children so that they don't feel like they're losing you or have to share that time. So, yeah, that's kind of that is a big one from a child's perspective. You're asking them to share the attention with the new partner. The next top tip to help with success is explain the new partner well before you introduce them. So have the chat with your children that you have a new partner. Maybe show them a photograph. You know, have lots of conversations about the fact that you have a new partner before you actually do a face-to-face meet. The reason for this, again, is, you know, psychologically, you're putting into the child's mind that you are in a new relationship, but they don't have the threat of having to play nice and be all smiley. And, you know, it gives the child space to process that you're in a new relationship and it's not their other parent. And because for some children, they can keep hope that their family will go back together at some point. So you're effectively killing that, you know, that dies when you say that there's a new partner there. So, like, children might need time. Now, not all children feel. Some children are relieved that their parents are separated and can see that they're much happier. But, you know, for some children, they might actually have to grieve their old family style all over again, you know. So just have the chats rather than do face-to-face. And the next one is listening to your child's views. So when your children have met your new partner, be open to their opinions and listen to what they have to say. You might like to hear what they have to say. This is not to say that your child gets to decide who you enter into a relationship with. It is simply allowing for their feelings to be different from yours. And that's kind of normal. So there might be some children would be really excited, really, you know, very happy to meet your new partner and enjoy the attention that your new partner might give them. And other children will be more cautious and might even be negative. So it's important to that they feel heard, even if their opinions are different to yours. Doesn't mean you have to change your course of action. It just means that they need time to adjust. And it might influence, like, how much face-to-face time you put everybody in one room in the beginning. You might want to do it more slowly. And accept how your child feels. Children have mixed feelings. So some children, as I say, in the initial stages, first couple of meetings, might be really happy about the new partner. And you might find 3 months in, they don't like them, or vice versa. So when you listen to your child's feelings, it does help you kind of adjust your course. So how much time they spend, or say if your new partner is, you know, it's quite serious and they've moved in and you're thinking, well, how am I going to get out of this? Like, my child's not really happy at all. You can do family activities like going to the cinema, going bowling, or something that detracts from intense conversation. You know, and spending time having fun together that way. So that can be really helpful.
But we're talking in a way about children here. But, you know, you hear of teenagers and even children in their 20s who don't accept a new partner. And it gets more, it becomes quite difficult then, doesn't it?
Yeah, but if you kind of plan an activity where people don't have to talk to each other much, but are having in the same space as each other and having fun, then that's a way to diffuse it, and can help. But you do need to listen and validate your child's feelings if they differ from yours. They just want to feel heard. They're not looking for you to change your course of action, but they want you to know and validate how they feel. Then the other thing is, if you're a parent who is hearing that your ex-partner has a new relationship and you're not happy about this introduction, you need to look after your self-care and reach out to friends. It may come as a shock to you, and that's okay to process separately. But ultimately, we need to stay in control of what we can control, and our child's other parent isn't something we have control over. Unless there are clear child protection reasons as to why you are opposed to this choice, you're better off trying to support your child to adjust to the change.
Okay, so, rather than just dissing the new partner all the time and sort of giving out about the partner and saying, oh, you know, whatever, which is probably what some people do, I'm sure, but better off not to be doing that.
No, it's not good for your child's emotional well-being. They don't need to hear that. You know what I mean?
No,
it's not helpful. So, like, as I say, we have to stay in control of what we can control, which is ourselves. We can't control an ex-partner. And as always, if anybody needs to discuss or explore your particular situation, feel free to drop into the parent drop-in clinic any Tuesday morning. No appointment necessary. We're in the Yall Family Resource Initiative, which is above Dr. Carmel Whitford Surgery in the town, the old carpet, Yall Carpets building.
Or Declan O'Callaghan's old surgery, as I
yes,
keep saying.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Thanks a million. Look, it's a difficult topic, an absolutely difficult topic. And don't forget that if you or you know anybody who'd be interested in this, this goes up as a podcast tomorrow on our website.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Thank you, Shirley.